Good morning. Call a meeting to order, December 14th, special meeting on Maple Harbor Sewer. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We only have one item on the agenda. It's Maple Harbor. Is there any public comment? Sorry about running late.
Yes, sorry about running late.
I guess we'll move on to Aaron from Performance. Aaron was going to explain what's going on, I guess, and kind of bring the board up to speed.
Yeah, so the Maple Harbor Sewer Extension went out to bid, and the bids came back at $525,000. So we cannot meet the budget that was presented in the special assessment district hearing at that number. And so we were looking at the project overall, trying to see where the cost overruns came in. And it appears that a big part of the expense we did not anticipate was the work on Cairn Highway. So in other words, we had crossings for sewer leads, we had crossings for the gravity sewer, and then we had the one main crossing to the lift station. And then work to install gravity sewer off the shoulder along longitudinally on the highway. These are items that we put in there to kind of get gravity sewer to the project limits for extension in the future, going both ways down Cairn Highway, either into Milton Township or back towards the village. So in my estimating initially, I didn't think there'd be much cost differential between the gravity and doing it with a pressure pipe, but I was wrong. There's apparently a great difference. So we've talked to the way the contract's set up is there's unit costs for the scope work separated out into bid items. If we start looking at the bid items related to this gravity sewer on Cairn Highway versus a pressure sewer, we can reduce the scope back down and I think hit the budget that was initially put forth with the special assessment meetings. So what we're in the process of doing right now is we're talking to the low bidder about a scaled back project that takes the work out of Cairn Highway and brings it back into this gravity sewer in Maple Harbor and then just pressure sewer out to catch the three homes down on Cairn Highway to the south or?
Yes.
Okay. And then the same thing going north to Birch Lake Road. So we're hoping to have all that information available now so we would know what that value is, but the contractor's still trying to get revised numbers from his suppliers and his subs, and we weren't quite ready to make some kind of presentation on what that value is right now. Correct.
All the way down to the end.
Correct.
On Cairn Highway to the north.
Correct. All the way to Birch Lake Road.
On Birch Lake.
Yeah.
And there's also a possibility of doing that a different way, not gravity system, but.
Yes. You know, the initial discussions about the project was the kind of the Garrow area, kind of where you are, was proposed to be pressure sewer and gravity in Maple Harbor. And then once we got the survey back, we said, well, it looks like we could make gravity work going that way. But it turns out the gravity is cost prohibitive because of the logistics of working in the highway there. And I guess the other thing to note is when we're talking about pressure sewer here, it's loosely pressure sewer. It's not really pressure sewer the way Birch Lake is, where you're pumping into the pressurized line. Here, what we're talking about is Kind of like what we're doing at the end of Terrace, out of that last manhole, we ran just a small force main to catch the three houses at the end. They pump into that, but it dumps into the manhole. So their pipe is not pressurized. It's just pumped from their house into the manhole. That's the same concept that we're talking about here. So it's not a $6,000 grinder package type thing. It's more like the $500 to $1,200 ejector pump type.
You have
pumping.
A pump station on the south side of Williams that you're going to pump to Birch Lake. Would you have to have a second one on the north side now?
No. Everything would still by gravity or pump come to that.
Well, Aaron, from what I saw and you brought out was the difference in the open cut versus the boring.
Okay.
Yes.
And that was what I think you were planning on, a lot of open cut.
That's what I figured, that the open cut compared to the boring cost would be close. But I was wrong on that because of the logistics of the open cut on the highway, the traffic control and the restoration work and all that kind of stuff. It can be way, way offset.
So basically, we will not be in in Karen Highway right away.
That's what we're talking. Well, we'll be in the right. There will be no open cut in there.
Yes.
You'll still set your boring machine in the highway, but they'll drill it. Because our drilled in his unit cost for the low bidder, his directionally drilled 4-inch pipe is $19.19 per foot. His gravity pipe there is over $50. It's 51 something. So.
Well, you've got cleanup and restoration and all that as well.
Plus then you reduce topsoil numbers and seeding and mulch, right? And the traffic control comes way down too.
Well, how many items are you working on to try to get repriced?
When we look at just adjusting the quantities for this reduced scope, we're asking the contractor to look at 4 bid items. And if we can get these 4 worked out, everything should come back to budget.
What are those 4?
The traffic control, aggregate base, the 8-inch sewer, and the force main tie-in.
8-inch sewer and force main
tie-in? Yeah, the tie-in at Birch Lake.
Is there any question about the pump station?
No, we're not.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, we're accepting that as what they bid.
What do you mean by aggregate base?
That's the base under the asphalt. There's gravel that they pave on top of. So in the original scope of the project, that number had to cover gravel under Karen Highway and the gravel under the, Terrace and Wabus, Oakwood. And now that we take Karen Highway out of that, it should be an easier operation to just lay the gravel down on the plat, in the plat there.
So, Aaron, you've notified all the bidders.
Yeah, we notified all the bidders and let them know that the project's over budget, we can't award as it stands, and that we intended to talk to the low bidder and work out a reduced scope of project, and everybody consented to that.
Was there any of the other bidders interested in reducing?
Not to the point that where we're at with the low bidder.
And you've worked with this low bidder before?
Yeah, Harbor Springs Excavating, they're out of Harbor Springs. They do a lot of work in kind of Emmett, Charlevoix counties, and we've been working with them for 20 plus years. The owner there, he's very involved in the company, and he's been around a long time. He's a good guy to work with.
So, board, do you have any questions about the change of scope?
You didn't point out, although I think it's somewhat obvious, you've reduced the scope of work in a couple areas there by not extending both to the south and the north-northeast.
Correct.
Therefore, that will be the gleaning of the savings. We're not adding the accessibility for the future expansion. We are just building what we want to build for this and stopping at that. Correct?
That's correct. We kind of, from the initial idea of what the project was, it kind of grew when you started thinking about what it might become. And, you know, I got a little reality check and fall back, serve what you're supposed to serve in the, you know, in the initial concept, and don't add cost to these Maple Harbor folks for what might happen is what we're looking at.
Yes, Marshall.
Two quick questions. How much was the original scope estimate? Did you say you're 520 now?
Yes.
What was your budget?
We were trying to get under 400.
Okay. And secondly, will you be able to go south on Karen in the future, or is that going to be blocked completely?
No. There will still be a gravity manhole at Wabus and Karen Highway.
So that option still exists for if necessary?
Yes. Okay. So what would happen in the future is a future service area would have to pay to get to that manhole versus us paying to get out.
And Milton Township could still run into the connector at Karen and Williams.
Yes, we would run, we would assume that they will pump to us.
Yeah.
And so we will have that pipe still set up. The lift station still is set up for an extra 180 or some extra users, you know, the full expansion area is still available in the lift station with future upgrades, you know, you add pumps and that kind of thing.
Would the board and you, Aaron, and the project overall consider reducing the scope of the project by the number of households involved, the number of properties involved, as a cost-saving measure?
We were, I believe it's too complicated to open up the district, the assessment district. What we're trying to do is still serve the whole assessment district, but within the budget and the numbers that were presented at the hearings.
So the board or the project would not consider not including the houses to the north of that intersection of Karen Highway and Williams Road as a cost-saving measure on this project?
The Birch Lake House,
yeah. I don't think you're going to save much. At $19 a foot, if you cut off a couple hundred feet, it's not going to, that's not the make or break on the project.
Plus, with our...
It would save on the work with Karen, that involves Karen Highway.
Not in this scenario.
No. Not only that, I believe, Bill, we've bonded and we've structured this whole assessment district around that number. Wouldn't we have to go in and go through and change all that?
You'll have to have whole new hearings and everything, yes.
So at this point, I guess I won't speak for the board, but I'll speak for myself. We're going to try to do the project as it stands and try to get the most benefit to most of the people that we can by a couple alterations. And we're hoping to work through that. And I guess at this point, unless somebody else has a different opinion, or please voice your own, we were trying to, I believe the board's trying to get a full service system, and we want to see this go, because it would really mess up our timing to go this spring if we were to pull back and start over. We have to go through the whole process again. So that's why we're trying to downsize and make this work at this point.
Couldn't the question be raised to the contractor? I mean, right now you're not even asking what cost savings.
Well, I think Aaron just answered that question.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you I have his unit costs for the pipe, and you just deduct however many feet of pipe, and that's what would be saved.
Yeah, but worse than that, you're changing the scope of the initial hearing and the units and all the work done to date.
I think that's the bigger problem is if you monkey around with the district.
Mike, any questions?
No, I like the way we're going now.
Shelley?
Same thing. I'd like to wait and see what we can work out with the low bidder. Hopefully he'll see it our way.
What happens if he comes back and he still cannot meet the budget? What happens then?
At that point, we would have to start over, because if we can't meet the budget we've set with the district we've proposed, we'd have to start over from scratch.
Then you could at that point open it.
Within reason.
We have a little room.
You have room, yeah.
10,
percentage-wise.
Yeah,
okay.
10-15% on that number. But, you know, we've got to be relatively sure we can do the project.
50, 406.
Pardon me?
About $450,000 would probably still apply.
Yeah, you're right, Marshall. That's about the number we'd have to be under.
But that in turn is going to translate to greater costs for each of the residents.
Correct, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
We're trying to live within the numbers we've proposed. I mean, and we do have boundaries because of the bonding situation. And we'd have to go back to the bank as well. I guess what I'm going to ask Aaron, is there any chance we could resolve this yet today with some new information or?
There is. I mean, the contractor's actively working on getting this resolved. He wants it off his desk too, you know, and he wants to do the work. You know, he's invested in this too. He's put a lot of time into his bid. He's asked a lot of questions. He's spent a good deal of time trying to relook at that with us. You know, we've met with him and he's been very open about his costing and where we can save and all that stuff. So it's possible, but I wouldn't put the probability real high. You know, it's just.
Well, if the board would be willing to just postpone this meeting until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and maybe we'll have some new information that we could work from. Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Adjourn it.
Yes, I'm sorry. Shall we?
Yeah, I'd be good with that. Do you think that would work with what you've got, or should we just let you work for another couple of days and throughout the end of the week and come back next week? I mean, I don't want to.
Right. I think if we let this play out for a little bit longer, we can come close to getting some plan together for you guys to make some kind of, you know, decision on, is what we're trying to do.
I don't see the difference between this afternoon and next week.
No, that's fine. I mean, if
that would help you.
Which, how close are we, Aaron? Do you think we can get?
Well,
can we adjourn it again, Bill? Or do we have, so we could?
We can come back at 4, and if the information isn't available, you can adjourn it to next Tuesday.
See, we do have, Shelley, the only reason I was pushing is we have an individual leaving next week.
Oh.
I was hoping he'd be here for the meeting, but if not, but does anybody oppose coming back at 4? Can you do that, Aaron?
Yeah, I can do that.
Let's do that and hope. I mean, we'll need a motion to do that, but if that works for everyone, I'd like to take a swing at that.
So it's adjourned until 4 if we take that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not against that. Can I just ask Bill a
sure.
question? So, Bill, I've posted a special meeting for today.
Yep.
At 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Although I myself forgot about it. But for us to adjourn now, we're not letting anybody else know that.
But they knew there was a 9 o'clock meeting today.
Okay.
Okay. So they're here or they made contact with it. I would tell you to put a notice out there. It was adjourned today to 4 p.m.
So I can
and
do
if
that.
You have to do it again, you don't have to go re-notice everything. But if it gets to next Tuesday,
right,
you got 18-hour notice anyway.
Right.
And you can still adjourn the meeting or you can call a new meeting.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we're,
because
this will be an important vote when we do it.
Right.
Yes. And that's why if I'd like to come back, because I think if we adjourn beyond today, we've got to post a new meeting.
Right.
And start over.
Definitely.
From an engineering perspective, I'm with Shelley that you're pushing this without, you're getting a lot better answer in a week. If I was bidding something, I would feel better that he's going to go in under panic mode, and they're going to read that into what he's asking for.
Or quit under panic mode is what I was afraid of. Just saying, okay, you guys go ahead. I'm just
us look like we're panicking, and if you're waiting, play it cool.
I have a feeling we'll end up doing that somehow anyways, but
Aaron, do you perceive the guy? I know exactly what he's talking about. Do you perceive him as doing that? We're pushing hard.
Yeah. He's not necessarily aware, you know, that we're had a scheduled meeting and we're kind of on this timeline. So I've applied pressure to him, and he knows I'm harassing him, but he doesn't know the full picture necessarily.
Good. I would agree with you, Woody. I just, as long as we have this one posted, I'd like to see if we have any last chance.
The numbers might not settle quite as far as we'd like them to in the rush. I'm good with that.
Need a motion.
Oh, I move that the meeting be postponed until 4 p.m. today, December 14th.
Adjourned to.
Adjourned.
Adjourned. Adjourned. Adjourned. Adjourned.
I'll support that.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Aaron was absent.
Right.
I guess if there's no further discussion, the meeting's adjourned.